back to the Just Because podcast, a podcast about all things cosplay, life, and today, travel.
This cosplay, life, and travel podcast features me, Mangle Phantom, and also...
Marmalade, hi!
We are the representatives for Team Australia WCS 2023, which is happening in... it's May 29th, so we've got just about 2 months, June, July.
About 70 days.
About 70 days.
Yeah.
We're getting close.
Coming up.
How you doing?
Oh, so stressed. Awesome, great.
Let's go.
It's... unimaginably amazing. I can't tell you how lovely it is to be a uni student, a part-time worker, and a cosplay national. Oh my god, it's too much.
Business owner.
And a relationship idol. Oh my god, it's so much. I'm good. We're doing everything though.
So, just quick shout out. If you guys have been listening to us on Spotify, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're rising up the ranks of like, hey, you search cosplay podcasts.
No, you just search cosplay.
Just search cosplay. And you'll find us.
That's pretty awesome. And that's all thanks to your ratings. So thank you so much for rating us. I think we're like at a 4.9 stars.
That's awesome.
Which is really great.
Imagine Uber drivers for podcasts.
Yeah.
We're doing pretty good.
Or like Facebook Marketplace rating or like eBay seller rating.
We're reputable. We're trustworthy. Thanks, guys.
We say cool things sometimes.
But yeah, if you feel like you enjoy our podcast, feel free to give us a rating, give us a comment. We've received some lovely DMs.
Yeah, recently.
Recently. So thank you for everyone who has given us kind words. It gives us happiness and support and makes us want to keep doing this
on a more regular basis. Absolutely. Because this is just us in a room sitting here, so it's nice to kind of like, outside world. Cool. People do listen. That's great.
It's nice.
I love seeing people tag us on the story when they're like working on projects and have us on in the background. It's a very nice
feeling
that we get to spend time with them. Yeah.
We're not there with you, but we are with you at the same time. So it's nice.
We're with you right now.
Now, as you're probably crunching for a whole bunch of things, we're Again, lots of transparency. We try to catch up once a week, once a couple of weeks to do this, but because things are getting so busy, we're going to try to chew out 3 episodes today. We're going to record, we're going to release them one by one, so it's like, wow, they recorded another one this week. We're going to do our best. We're going to get through all of them. We got some banging topics, which you guys are going to love, and today is travel.
Travel.
Now... Mm-hmm. Travel. Mm-hmm. Why did we decide to do travel today? Because we've also mentioned like Instagram in the past, but why travel?
Travel. I think I really wanted to talk about this topic because it's something that I personally have always loved all my life. I've always been traveling here and there and around because my family is half Austrian, so I do love, we have had many opportunities to go over and visit them over in Austria, and one day I'll go to a convention over there because that sounds like a lot of fun. But I've just always loved traveling, and especially... importantly, for us little Brisbaneans and Australians in general, I feel like unless you're in Melbourne, you have to travel if you want to go to more than like 2 events a year, which is not a lot. And if you see how many events happen around the world, you feel a whole lot of FOMO, so you've got to get your savings in order so that you can go and travel and go to an interstate convention, which for Australians is usually Smash, PAX, I feel like are the main big ones. And then if you feel like traveling to any of the other like Oz Comic Con, Supernovas, or then you've got your like more niche conventions. You've got your HoshiCon over in Perth.
Perth, if you want to take your baby steps internationally, you can go to Armageddon in Auckland, New Zealand, I believe. So.
And then Melbourne has like a whole range of like little other events to happen as well, which is...
I do feel Melbourne, so lucky down out of there. Out of Australian cities, Melbourne's probably the most blessed with conventions.
Yeah, and events, I think so. Must be easier to run events down there than
it is up here. Well, I think it's just there's the population and there's people just interested in those kinds of things.
Population in Sydney too, though.
That's true, but just everything's happening in Melbourne. Yeah. Not to say that there's nothing happening in Sydney. Like, we're coming down to Smash.
We sure are.
We're going down to Smash, sure, so anyone who wants to chill, hang, Smash, we're gonna be there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Just in regards to travel, we did a recap last year of like, oh, these are the best, these are the worst conventions of 2022.
Rated them out of 5 stars. That was fun.
That was fun. We'll do something similar eventually, getting around to more conventions this year. But we're going to be obviously traveling to Japan in August, right?
And,
there's a whole bunch of different things we have to prepare, not just our costumes and our visas, but paperwork.
There has to
be luggage, spending money, extra accommodation because we'll be staying there a bit longer. Mm-hmm. Also, got to consider delays and people you're traveling with. So there's a whole bunch of
all of the complexities that come along with traveling, which I feel like I'm so well versed in, because I have been traveling.
You've been doing it
a lot
because you've been.
So
to...
I don't really get worried about it like, as much. Even though I still have nightmares. I had a nightmare last night.
Oh my god!
Literally had a nightmare.
Was
last
it a
night.
Travel?
We were yes, we were.
What did
we
do?
Leaving to the airport for Japan,
and
we were there, and we had everything packed, and we were about to get ready, and I forgot my passport.
How could you?
I know.
How
I could was you? Like, Sora, could you please bring me my passport?
Forget your baggage.
I know.
But not your passport.
Not your passport. Yeah. It's just my brain telling me like, hey, just make sure you pack this. Here's an extra little
That's
added
memory important.
Incentive for you to remember your passport. I think it was also the dream like swapped real quick, and you know how dreams kind of sometimes do that all of a sudden.
Yep.
And then we were like coming back from Japan, and I'd lost my passport in Japan. I was freaking out about how I was going to get back into the country. Oh my gosh! So my vivid imagination strikes again.
Well, it's one of those things. I do want to discuss this a little bit later down in today's episode.
Yeah.
But I think travel, a trip can be made or broken. You can make it or break it, depending on who you're traveling with. I'll say this a bit later, because we're going to go into like travel buddies and delays and stuff like that.
Horror story time.
Yeah. We can go into that right now if you wanted to.
I don't know.
Well,
I think another reason I wanted to talk about travel today is because we've had a lot of messages, people asking for advice on travel and how to kind of budget, how to approach it when you're looking at going to an interstate convention, because maybe you think in your head, ballpark, it might be like, oh,
$100,
$200.
$200. How much they're gonna be?
I don't know how it's gonna be.
We'll give you our
Our
experiences and what's worked well, what hasn't, and we'll go from there. We'll give them. Actually, you can probably do because you've been to America for a con. Have you been to? I've been to Singapore for.
I was gonna say
too.
We've both been to an international event for cosplay.
But I think for most people, doing a domestic interstate travel within your own country is probably the most common thing
especially
to do.
Especially like us people in Brisbane are stuck. Yeah, having to travel.
We gotta do it. Mm-hmm. And so, what are some realistic expectations that we can set up for people wanting to travel? Doing it more cost effectively.
Yes.
And also preparing. Maybe it's going to be your first trip this year. Maybe it's going to be your first trip. You're all excited. Can you remember your first interstate convention trip?
I think I can, if I've got it right, which is terrible. I'm pretty sure it was to a Melbourne Supernova in 2017. No. Okay, wait. It was RTX. RTX Sydney 2017.
You're right, RTX.
Right at the beginning of the year. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. To Sydney.
Good
and
experience?
It was so fun. Yes. It was really
nice.
Good. It was really good.
Mine was Sydney Supernova. Mm-hmm. I was debating this with my mate last night. It was either 08 or 09.
Mm-hmm.
So way back when.
Whoa.
Vampire Night was at its peak, if you
Hell
remember
that. I never watched it.
Yeah. It was one of those weird trips in which I went with some people I worked with. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, let's go for a trip. This might be fun.
Yeah.
And I went back there to sleep, because we stayed 2 nights, I think. Maybe it's Friday night, Saturday night, maybe Sunday, can't remember. But I ended up going back and hanging out with them on the first day. And then I went back the next night just to sleep. And then I just didn't come home the next night because I was out having a party.
Wild.
And not that they were bad
Thriving.
Friends or anything.
Yeah.
Just I met people and we enjoyed our
you
time together.
You ditched them,
Jeremy. I just messaged them. I was like, hey, made some friends. I'll probably not come back tonight. Just thought I'd let you know. That's just what happened. So if you're not going out and getting sloshed
getting rowdy.
And meeting people, no, you do whatever you want on your trip. Like, it's your trip, right? Best advice I heard was from, like, the captain of a cruise ship when I went on a cruise ship once, just randomly.
Uh-huh.
It's like, on this cruise ship, you do as much as you want or you do as little as you want.
That's it? That's the whole thing?
Yeah, you...
Wow,
you,
that's
you,
really groundbreaking stuff, Jeremy.
Yeah, it really is. It's just like, because some people, like, you know, I go overseas, I have to do everything. I have to go here, do this.
Who is like that?
Definitely relatives I've traveled with.
Okay.
Definitely friends I've traveled
so
with,
so a
too.
Lot of people?
A lot
majority.
Of people.
Okay, interesting.
Because they're like, I have to go, because I'm only going to be here once. I have to go like this and this and this and this.
Okay.
And then lately, I've been like, you know what? I could, or I don't have to. I could do half those things.
Maybe that's just kind of the kind of people you've been around, because I feel like that's never been my experience with the people that I've traveled with.
It's just always been like, let's just take our time.
They've been like, oh, look, if we get the chance, I'd really like to go to this specific cafe because they've got this cute thing.
Mm.
It's never like...
itinerary lined up.
No, never, ever.
Interesting.
No. Actually, only one group of people did that I have traveled with once.
And you wouldn't do it again?
No, never.
There you go.
I'm not friends with those people anymore, so.
We live and learn.
Yes,
we live and learn.
Travel reveals a lot about a person's patience.
Okay, let's go straight into it. Travel buddies, yes. Straight off. I think
you may think you know someone, but until they are put under the pressure of like a time crunch or like needing to be in a certain place, not knowing how to get somewhere, not knowing where something is, trying to locate something, once someone is under that pressure, it can quickly reveal
their true nature.
Yeah, and how quickly they can snap it at you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good test, particularly of a relationship.
Mm.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic one. Romantic one, good test.
Like friendship.
But also friendships, yeah. Because like you said, it's... When you travel, you got to go to an airport, and during an airport, things can happen.
Yep.
You know, there could be delays, mm-hmm. there could be lost baggage.
The security people can be really mean and make you cry.
And obviously, you can get put into these situations which aren't ideal. It's very stress-inducing.
Yeah.
And so I think it's one of those times in which you find out very quickly whoever you're traveling with, family member, friend, romantic partner, romantic interest, you get to see what they're like under stress. And when they're under stress, one of two things are going to happen. It's literally one of two.
Okay.
One of two things. They're either going to be very good at dealing with stress. And they're going to be like, you know, no, that's fine. You know, we'll get through this. Don't worry. Something happens. We'll be fine.
Oh, condescending. Yeah.
The second thing is they're not good at dealing with stress. Mm-hmm. And it could just take the very smallest thing for them to tip over and lash out. And the person they're going to likely lash out the most is the people that they're closest to, which is, in this case, it could be yourself.
Yeah.
So, good test. Not saying don't go traveling with your friends.
I don't know if I would agree that it's one in two options. I feel like I've seen a variety of responses.
Yeah, what kind of things have you seen?
Well, I feel like there's different kinds of travelers. You know, there's like the anxious traveler who like... doesn't like flying, doesn't like being in the plane, like, you know, that whole fear
around flying
can be, like, really nerve-wracking. Or there's someone who, you know, doesn't know, is it maybe a newer flyer or newer traveler, so they don't know how to get their bags checked in, they don't know how to get a ticket printed, they don't know which gate, they don't know anything about anything, so everything is completely new. Or you have the more, I would say, your calm person in my archetype set category here would be a more experienced traveler, has done it before and is comfortable and knows the kind of procedures and the time frames of how long is it going to take for me to get through security. I'm not worried about it because I know it usually takes around this much time, or I know what I need to take off. Because a newer traveler would be like, shit, do I have to take off my shoes? Do I have to take off my belt? Do I have to do my ear? You know?
Well, that's
like,
just
all these questions. But a more experienced, more advanced traveler is going to understand what it takes.
Well, that's
and then person, if there's a newer traveler traveling with a more experienced traveler, they're likely to have a much more calmer experience together than
you could factor experience
than the anxious flyer and the newer
you could factor experience into it.
Yeah.
But in the end of the day, it's still very stressed and not stressed. You're saying the very anxious new
different
person.
Kinds though.
You could be a new traveler.
Yeah.
You could have everything go wrong. You lose your bag. Flight gets cancelled. You don't know what to do. But you'd be like, oh, you know, this sucks, but I'm sure I'll work it out.
Really? I think that'd be so rare to
find. Well, that's just it. There's
it'd
two
be
types
so
of
people.
Well, look, the two types of people in this case is like, no matter what comes my way, I'll handle it. I'll deal with it. I'll be fine. And then the other person's like, if things go wrong, I'm gonna lose it.
Maybe.
It doesn't matter if you're experienced or like, because that's just it. At the end of the day, you're either calm or you're stressed and you're gonna take it out on someone. So yeah, you could have an experienced person traveling with a new person. And they could be the calm one. And the new person could be the anxious one. But at the end of the day, it's still stressed and not stressed.
I don't know if I agree, but yeah.
Well, that's how it is, but...
Either way, it becomes difficult when we're putting people into categories, but I think that it's not
I mean,
a set
it could be a sliding scale. It could be a sliding scale, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. So it could be from one extreme to the other.
Absolutely, because some certain things might make you much more anxious than others, which is probably more realistic than...
Yeah. But, you know, it's going to be how you react to it. The anxious person is like, oh, you're going to take it out on the person who was calm, even if something goes wrong. It's like, calm person's like, oh, you know, we'll figure it out.
There's a lot riding on it. Like, I think I take it back to, like, when I was younger and traveling for conventions. There's a lot riding on you want to be there at that event. You're worried if their flight gets cancelled that you won't be there in time.
Yeah.
If you've made, like, already, like, plans with people there that you'll miss out on them. And there's a lot of money riding on what you're doing. So I could imagine there's a lot of stress.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, there is stress with traveling. Don't get me wrong.
Stay calm.
Yeah,
the flight gets cancelled.
It does, but end of the day, you know, you are going to get to where you need to be. You might miss out some events. That sucks. You know, you might, depending if it was your fault, I've done this before, you literally miss your flight because you slept in. Happened to me.
Good job, Jeremy.
Came out of my own pocket. That was my fault.
Now, right? I'm going to have a nightmare about that.
However, there's been times in which it's like, oh, my flight got cancelled for reasons that weren't my own. And same thing. I had to book a new flight. I had to stay overnight in a hotel. Some of it got reimbursed. Some didn't. Tiger Airlines went bankrupt. So I didn't get my money back for some of it. And yeah, that sucked. But at the end of the day, I made it back home. I was okay. I was a bit out of pocket and, you know, missed a day of work. But, you know, it is what it is. And at the time, don't get me wrong, stressful. It sucked. It was lonely by myself.
There you go.
But I look back at it now. I'm like, lol, that trip sucked. Anyway, now I've got the worst trip in my life to refer to.
Oh my gosh.
And every trip after that, hopefully, a little bit better.
Okay.
It's all experience.
You would say you're an experienced traveler then?
Experienced traveler. I still get stressed, but I definitely am more certain of myself to the point if something goes wrong, I'm not going to take it out on people around me.
Okay. Yeah. So when it comes to packing, Jeremy, what is your like essential must pack for a convention that you're traveling to?
Must pack for a convention. Yes. Oh, that's a good one. Once upon a time, I would have said hairspray. Not anymore. Once upon a time, I would have said hot glue. Not anymore. I'm going to say deodorant.
Okay.
Deodorant's a pretty big one. But even still, like, if I don't pack that, just go to the convenience store when I get there. What is an essential? That's a tricky one. I'm just going to put, like, essential medication for my well-being.
Okay, that's good. Right? That's great.
Because some fantastic. Of that stuff I can't easily get quickly.
No, of course. When you are preparing for an event, do you not have a sheet list of things that you need to pack for that event?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, my question is completely wasted you then. Because every event that I go to, I make myself a list. So that... Just like school camp gives you a list in when you're in school so you don't forget anything. Because another reason to stress is being like, oh, crap, did I forget my wig for this cosplay?
Did you forget your passport?
Exactly. You need a list of everything that you might need. Otherwise, you will forget it. I guarantee you.
I haven't been...
Because you're going to get carried away in the excitement of going to the event and you might forget to like pack enough underwear.
I haven't been overseas in a while.
Yeah.
So maybe for the overseas trip... I will do it.
Okay.
But interstate ones, I really haven't.
Okay.
But
that trap means that you end up buying things when you're down there, which can be much...
More expensive.
Yes, yeah, much more expensive. Things like a lip balm, you have no idea. If you need to buy a lip balm when you're on the go, it could be like $10 when it's like usually $2 or something. Yep. Like insane.
Makeup wipes.
Yes, exactly. I have a list of around like 20 items. Things like a phone charger.
Oh, good one. Good one. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Things like your makeup, your contacts that you'll need, the underwear, the socks, the bras that you will need to wear as well. A change of clothes, because you don't want to be in cosplay for the entire time. Even on those convention days, I guarantee you'll want to change out of clothes.
Yep.
Yeah. But you'll need like at least four changes of clothes.
Four outfits.
Yeah. Or like clean clothes to wear. Clean. Fresh.
Clean. New. Yes. Mostly just undergarments.
No.
Okay. If you were going for...
If you're going to Brisbane for a two-day event, through everything.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, leave Monday, right? So that's... You stay Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night.
Yes.
Yeah? That's reasonable.
Usually convention weekend.
Now, you could go Friday morning, Friday evening. Doesn't really matter, right? The fact is you're staying there three nights. Now, if you're going to be there in costume Saturday, Sunday, right? You could say it's like, all right, that's my two outfits for that weekend.
Add those to the list. From top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
The shoes, the accessories, the outfits, the props, everything, the wig, the contacts.
You'll make a list. It's a good thing to do. Look, if you are new to this, write a list. Don't do what I do, okay? But I say you don't need four outfits because you travel there in whatever you're wearing on the Friday, yeah? Cool. Next day, Saturday, get into your cosplay. Then you change to a set of clothes after the event. You could arguably use that same set of clothes that you used on the Friday. Yeah?
I disagree.
And then Sunday evening, you could, if you wanted to, wear a different set of clothes, right? That's the second set of civilian clothes. And you could use that same set of clothes on the Monday. Two sets of clothes.
What about pajamas, Jeremy?
You Optional?
Optional? No, they're not. The pajamas are not optional.
Optional?
It's freezing down in Sydney and Melbourne. You're going to need some nice, warm, comfy pajamas so that you sleep well through the convention. So arguably, minimum three.
Minimum three.
You're nasty. But I would recommend four.
I changed my undergarments and socks.
In the morning, when you wake up, are you not going to... You did this, so you're guilty of this. You get up, you go out for breakfast or coffee, and then you go back to the hotel and put your cosplay on.
Yeah.
That's a different...
That's your Friday outfit. That's your Friday outfit. Do you have a breakfast outfit, Mike?
Of course you do. At least a clean shirt or a top.
Your Friday outfit.
Yeah.
Maybe your pajamas.
No.
You don't go out in your pajamas?
Different tops. No. Because that gets outside dirt on it, and then it's not as hygienic to sleep in.
Have you ever travelled interstate for a trip with just carry-on luggage?
No, I won't. Right. Because you can't bring hairspray, you can't bring spray deodorant, you can't bring contact lens solution.
You can bring roll-on deodorant, you can bring on contact solution. I did that on my most recent trip.
Less than 100 mils, maybe.
I bought the full 500. I asked him at the check-in, can I bring this on? He was like, yeah, bro, it's cool.
What the hell?
Yeah, okay. I know. Okay. I was expecting to throw it away.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, maybe it'll save me a trip to the chemist when I get there. And I was sweet. Uh-huh. There and back. I got the same bottle.
Yeah. Okay.
Deodorant, you can get roll-on. What's the other one you said?
Hairspray.
Fair enough. That's true. But you can also get them under a certain size.
Also, you're not supposed to bring your little batteries.
Batteries?
Anything batteries in your carry-on.
They want you to bring batteries in your carry-on. They don't want you to put it in
your main luggage. Yeah, okay,
so you can.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've done probably more trips with just carry-on recently.
Psychopath.
And that's probably why I've been like, yeah, two sets of clothes.
That's Jeremy, because you don't have to bring makeup to conventions because you don't use makeup.
I use eyeliner.
Use the same wig for every single cosplay you do.
Yeah, and the same eyebrow pencil.
And the same contacts and the same...
I change the contacts.
You don't have to pack a fat-ass petticoat into your luggage.
I don't.
It takes up so much space. Sometimes even like 2 to 3 petticoats. That's and mad. Like different shoes.
That's rough.
That's the reality of cosplay, my dude. Every other...
That's rough. That's rough,
so
buddy.
So many other cosplayers are with me right now that you need to bring like a whole case of a crate of makeup to be like... cosplay
it
with.
Depends on what you're wearing,
uh-huh.
right? It depends. Uh-huh. Like, if you're doing, for example, an armor set. Yes, I agree.
How are you going to do armor and carry on?
You don't. You will need 20 kilos of luggage,
yes.
right? But to me, as I've learned, if I'm going down to an event interstate, unless I'm doing a competition or something which requires, you know, I'm going to put on my A game. I want to bring something fancy. Yes, I'll bring the 20 kilos of luggage.
Okay.
If we went down to something like DreamHack,
yes.
where it was just, hey, we're going to there to do a presentation, we're going down to network and meet people, I don't need a super fancy armor set or big flowery costume, just something fun and comfy. So, carry on. 7 kilos. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which airline did you fly?
Jetstar.
Jetstar are really, really specific with their freaking carry-on, though, because they make you weigh it before you get on the plane, and if you are a tiny bit over 7 kilos, they will literally charge you $70 on the spot, and it's ridiculous. I hate them.
Yeah, you know what I did?
I hate them.
You know what I did?
Put stuff on.
That was one thing. I had 2 bags.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got away with this.
Did you leave it, like, somewhere?
No, I probably could have, should have.
I've done that before.
But I don't know why, because there was one lady in front of me, one lady literally behind doing another line.
Yeah.
And I had 2 bags. One bag I made sure it was like 6.5 kilos. Mm-hmm. The other one was at least 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I had my big coat on. I literally got the other bag, hid it behind my back like this. And I was like, okay, yep, this is the bag. They're like, yep, all good to go. And then I just kind of whipped it and walked forward like this. I don't know how I got away with it. I had about 9 or 10 kilos.
On both ways? There
both
and
ways,
back?
Both ways. The first time there was no baggage weigher. On the way back there was... And I was like, oh my God.
I hate them so much. They're so rude. I think I dislike them so much is because I watch them have a really, really rude interaction with like a clearly couple and family who didn't have very good English skills. And they just got so like pushy and argumentative with them about it. Like, well, you should have known. Like,
and they could barely speak
sympathy.
English.
Yeah, some amount of sympathy. Like, come on. Like, they were just terrible. But literally like $70 on the spot. That'll add a lot to your budget, like your expenses.
Stay within the rules. If you don't know what the rules are,
yeah.
I would recommend reading airline rules. It does differ from airline to airline.
Yep.
And
some airlines have included checked-in luggage where you can, like, you don't have to pay extra, whereas lines like Jetstar, you constantly have to pay extra if you want checked-in luggage, which is, like, not always super clear, I guess, to new travelers. I think I was, like, when I was getting the hang of, like, domestic flights, I was kind of like, wait, what do you mean? This is the same price, but I don't get a bag. Like, what? Silly. Yeah.
Travel insurance, real quick. I'm just going to say, if you're traveling domestically, probably not, don't need it. The only time I regretted not doing it was the time I slept in.
Yeah.
After a domestic flight. But that's on me.
Yeah.
That's on me.
Yeah.
But domestic, they're like, oh, domestic travel insurance. Maybe I should get it just in case.
Mm-mm.
I don't know, maybe because flights are getting... Because if your flight gets cancelled and it's not your fault, they will typically reschedule it for you.
Yes.
And you don't have to pay out of your own pocket. Because they'll have to do the rescheduling.
I can't remember if they changed the rules during COVID so that it is just like, sorry.
Yeah.
There's COVID rules now. Because they were losing too much money.
They were.
But I would say the one time of the year where I think it is worth buying travel insurance for your flights, because it's like an $11 add-on or something, is the Smash weekend. Because I cannot tell you the amount of people who have been left, at least Brisbane, because it always storms. There's always like, for the past like two or three...
Sydney things.
It was like 2017, 18, 19. There was like a series of like really bad weather events where like all the flights just got cancelled. I remember that. I remember I'm like, okay, don't trust
if
this weekend.
If you're traveling to
but
Sydney.
They have moved it 2 weeks earlier, so maybe the weather is better.
Maybe they know. Maybe they know.
I don't think they know. We'll see. Maybe.
Possibly. You never know.
Who knows? Travel essentials, Jeremy. Would you pack an umbrella with you when you're traveling to a convention that might rain? It might rain.
Probably not, honestly.
No.
Okay, and I have gone to conventions in which, yeah, I didn't pack an umbrella.
You just are like, let Jesus take the wheel.
Just let him take the wheel. Okay, maybe my mindset right now is so like, whatever happens, I am confident enough in myself that I can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to make a plan A, B, C, all the way to Z for possible things that might happen. The only thing that I will do is, number one, medication.
Uh-huh.
That's something I find it very difficult to find specific medication for particular things that my body sucks with.
Yeah.
Right? However, if it's something like, you know, I'll pack Panadol and antihistamine and other things that my body needs. But if it's like, oh, you know, do I need throat lozenges? Might have some of them. Lip balm, I keep that in my medical pack, but it's like, do I need Band-Aids and then antiseptic and then like extra toothpaste or, like you said, umbrella, or if I need an extra pair of hiking shoes because I'm going to be hiking, or a second coat, or those things are like really cut out. I'm trying to master the 7 kilo rule for domestic carry-on, but I can't, it's work in progress.
See, I think that works for you because of the way that you approach conventions and the activities that you are doing at conventions. Whereas somebody like a photographer would have a very different set of things that they are bringing.
Yeah,
along
like a
with
camera.
Them. Yeah. And like cos cards and stuff to hand out and like things that have purpose. Whereas you kind of just like, I am the purpose and this is my weekend.
That's it.
Whereas if I'm an idol, I'm a cosplayer, I'm performing at the convention. You sure know are. How much stuff I need to make sure that I can do that performance?
You go, girl.
I need so much. You need the light stick. You need the change batteries for the light stick. Okay, but what if you're like, you need the bloomers. Oh my God, don't forget the bloomers.
Bloomers.
You need the petticoat.
Petticoat.
You need the shoes that you're going to be dancing in.
Dancing shoes.
If you've got different shoes. Mm-hmm. You need hairspray to make sure that it stays down while you're dancing so it doesn't like fluff up everywhere. You need so much.
You need
the contact drops.
I'm probably a little bit of the outline that way because you know my makeup routine. It's quite literally, all right, let's wash my face with no soap, just water, moisturizer. And then eyeliner, contacts, eyeliner, eyebrow pencil. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
No primer, no concealer, no foundation, no... What else do you use?
Oh my God. Eyeshadow, blush.
I might use eyeshadow sometimes. Never use highlighter, never use blush. Just because my skin's not great, okay? That's the prime reason. Not that I don't like it. Once upon a time, yeah, I used all that stuff.
Lip gloss,
and you have a whole giant bag the size of this teapot. That's the amount of stuff I'd put on my face. Just tip this teapot on my face. That's how much stuff I'd put on. But over time, it's just like, how much difference does that actually make for me feeling, mm-hmm. personally, when yeah. I go to the convention. Does yeah. it make me feel better about myself? Does it make my photos look exponentially better? And I kind of weighed the trade-off.
Yeah.
Personally, I thought the amount of effort I put in for this versus the amount I get out of it is not equal.
That's fine.
So because of that, I yeah. said, no, I don't need that. I'm not going to do it.
That's fine. But what I'm talking about is bringing things that so you can be comfortable in your cosplay rather than being uncomfortable. So I'm literally like on the same line as you, where you would want to bring Band-Aids in case you get a blister from your cosplay shoes, because everybody knows the cosplay shoes are so uncomfortable. That is common fact. So many girls have to usually wear heels for their cosplays, and they are likely going to give you blisters. So I think it's a really good idea to bring Band-Aids.
I appreciate you people with uncomfortable cosplay shoes. I wore heels for a good hour mm-hmm. at last Gold Coast Nova.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie's feet were hurting, so I was like, all right, let's swap shoes. Somehow with the same shoe size. So yeah. I wore heels for a good hour and a half. Yeah. And kudos to all of you troopers who wear heels for an entire day, because don't know how you do it.
No. Hurts.
Like, your legs, God, your legs look great. Like, I felt, like, you know, the firmness of how good your leg muscles feel. So I get why you wear them.
Yeah.
Your legs look amazing when you wear heels.
I don't wear it to make my legs look good. I wear them to be taller. That's the main reason I wear them.
Oh, you're tall enough,
aren't
you?
Powerful.
You feel powerful.
Yeah, if I walk past a man who's shorter than me in heels,
you're like,
I'm like,
peasant.
Exactly.
But everyone...
Power trip, it's great.
How do you feel now? Because everyone's like, oh, you're taller. They'll call you mummy.
No, they won't.
They won't?
They won't.
They will ask you to step on them.
They won't
they're
talk
into that.
To me. They're too intimidated.
Oh, too intimidated. Yeah, right. They're too powerful.
Mm-hmm.
This is a power trip.
Mm-hmm.
The heels bring power.
Do you not feel powerful in your stilts and your fucking big-ass Lewis costume?
I wore it out on the floor no one even wanted to, like, get near me because I'm like, oh, I might trip him over.
That's true.
That's all there was.
That's true. That's
but
true.
But I'm fortunate that I'm not, you know, particularly short.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know, if someone is taller than me, I don't feel particularly intimidated or emasculated in any particular way. So,
okay. That's fine.
But your legs look great in heels. So that part I can appreciate.
Okay.
The heels, it's like, you know, yeah, get a bit of extra height, but I felt clumsy walking around. Maybe because it was my first time walking around.
Definitely that, yes. It takes practice.
takes practice.
You've never heard the whole thing of, like, oh, just walk around the kitchen dining table a few times? That's, like,
no.
How you train. Yeah.
Crazy. I've got probably even more of an appreciation of ladies who wear heels out to the clubs
mm-hmm.
or the people who wear heels out to the clubs because, my God, I just imagine walking in them, but dancing in them on, like, stairs and slippery alcohol-fueled floors. Like, my God. You guys are troopers.
You should have come to more of my performances because you would have seen that I used to wear heels at every single Love Live dance. Yep.
You're a trooper. Mm. No wonder you're so good at
all nine of us
stuff.
Did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coordinated.
Yeah.
Heels.
That's
all
something
matching.
That we got a comment. Don't you remember Brisbane, no, Gold Coast Supernova 17? We walked up in our little aquarium outfits and like, wow, you guys all have matching shoes.
I said that?
No, the host did.
Host.
But I was like, that's what you noticed out of all of our handmade, colourful, rainbow, sparkly fish costumes.
Would you prefer to say, like, wow, you guys, your costumes, your entire outfits
yes.
are matching?
Yes.
Well,
because we made those. We didn't make the shoes. The shoes we just popped on.
I'm sure the host was doing their best at that time.
I think she was.
They're doing their best. They don't know the culture.
They should. Love Live is very popular.
God,
she was a cosplayer herself, so...
That's a shortcoming of the hosts. Well, look, I'm trying.
I got my beef with my Supernova, so that's fine. No, okay, I think it's more common then for girls to invest in, like, little travel items, because,
yep.
like, it's nice to have, like, your little, like, have you seen those, like, bags that you can get that you can, like, store things in, like,
yep.
storage bags? So it's, like, I think it's a kind of girly thing to then go and have, like, oh, I have, like, this cosplay all packed in here, so you've got, you know where everything is, and, like,
yep.
you need, like, to have... Everything. You need to make sure you have everything, so it's, like, nice to invest in things so that you know that you have everything. It's, like, a good excuse to buy stuff, unfortunately.
well,
but, like, you need, like, a travel-sized shampoo. You need, like, a travel-sized conditioner, you know?
Those things are all fantastic.
Yeah.
I, once upon a time, I think did a lot more of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think as time's gone on, it's a combination of both necessity.
Yeah.
And I think as most times I do travel now, it's traveling... and I stay at a friend's place.
Yes.
And they've got most of that stuff anyway. So I don't say, I don't need to pack.
But if you're going to like a hotel or an Airbnb or something.
Then I will probably pack more of that kind of stuff as well.
Which if you're a newbie traveler is probably the more likely thing that you might be doing. Yeah. Like it does take time, but I think from going to these interstate events is where you meet those friends that you can then maybe stay with in the future. But when you're still starting out and want to go to Smash for your first time ever, you're probably going to be staying in a hotel.
I probably would, even if you do have friends down there, if they live conveniently close and have their own transport and they're offering to do so, then sure, great idea. But if they live in like an... If the goal of the trip is to spend time with them, then it doesn't matter if they live an hour out because you get to spend time with them the whole time.
Yeah.
But if you're there for the con, it might be a better idea to get a nearby hotel to the con.
Yes.
Or even share it with the person who lives in that town, they live an hour out because maybe they don't want to travel that hour to and from each day.
It's a good topic, actually.
Accommodation?
Choosing your accommodation.
Choosing accommodation. Mm-hmm. Let's go. So, let's go with your top tip to do and top tip to avoid.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Number one thing, walkability. I would say absolutely, definitely pick a hotel that is within a 20-minute walk, if not less, from the convention center.
That's about a kilometer, kilometer and a half.
Yeah, I would say that a maximum, if not like 15, 10-minute walk. Because you might think, okay, I'll get the cheaper hotel on the other side of town and we'll take an Uber in every day. And that adds up so fast.
I made that mistake once in my life. And I've learned from it. It's like, I got this hotel, it's like $50 a night cheaper. Mm-hmm. So the accommodation was great. Mm-hmm. But it was not near a train station.
No.
I had to Uber to the... But we couldn't be bothered Ubering to the train station. We just ended up Ubering everything. And that was horrible.
So expensive. That
was horrible. Yeah. Never making that mistake again.
I feel like, as well, to anyone who's listening from, like, the US, because a lot of American cons are held in hotels, and they, like, all stay in the hotel. We don't have that. We literally do not have that.
So convenient.
There are... The convention center hotels here in Australia will cost you $4,000 to stay in for the weekend, I want to say. No? Or more. Like the Pan Pacific connected to the Melbourne Convention Centre will cost you probably like $2,000 a night. Like it is so ridiculously out there expensive. And that's for like a one bedroom kind of room. Like,
you know what's really nice though? I think for one of the competitive rounds I did for Mad Men back in 2018 or 19, one of the last ones, we got put up in the Pan Pacific.
2017, MNCC.
Oh, you were there too.
I was in that finals that round was fun. With you. It was. Yeah. It was a really nice hotel. But yeah, imagine if we could always stay there. So good.
So
it was
good.
Like, wake up in the morning, walk right. We're here. Take two steps. We're in the
convention. Well, on American cons, it's like, oh, walk out of your hotel room. Cool. Go downstairs. Cons here.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yep. It's not like that for us. No, we've got convention centers, which are quite big, very spacious. But hotels are kind of around...
Scattered.
Yeah. And you have to walk there at least 5, maybe 10 minutes to get to the conventions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you said before is, number one, for location, book somewhere within, you say 20 minutes walk. So
I would actually, I'd say 15.
15? Yeah. So on a map, that'd be a kilometer, kilometer and a half.
Yeah.
To Americans, that's a mile, within about a mile.
I don't know. Isn't it 1.6 is a mile? Yeah.
I don't know the conversion of it's imperial
fine.
Measurements.
It's fine. But so, especially because you might think, oh yeah, we'll head out and we'll come back at the end of the day. Walking, I mean.
Oh, right.
So, but you might think, like, okay, if your hotel is much closer, during the middle of the day, you can actually just go back to your hotel if you need to chill for a bit, and then come back later. It's literally so good. If you forget something at the hotel.
Yeah, I think too, because the convention centers are so central in the central business district of the city, it can be...
Most of them.
You could, like, get an Uber back and forth towards your hotel, but the time it takes to... get the Uber, get inside, get through the traffic, get to your hotel. It's almost the same as walking that 10, 15 minutes. Mm. And it costs you 10, 15 bucks every time you do it. So you're better off just having somewhere close, which is great.
Yeah, number one rule.
Number two rule, I think, is people you're staying with.
Yeah.
Again, nothing to make or break it. If you know who you're staying with and you know their personalities, just be sure that you know. I mean, your first time staying with them, as I say in life, if you try everything once, if you like it, do it again. If you don't do it again. For example, my housemate, we're good mates, just he's got particular things in which he's like, I prefer to have my own room, I prefer to have my own bathroom. So as a result, he prefers to just get his own accommodation. That's fine. And then me and my other housemate were like, sweet, we don't really care. Let's just get two single beds, same room, share a bathroom, and we're sweet. It's a good way to save money if you're sharing accommodation. But if you can't, there's other options, like cheap Airbnbs, and there's capsule hotels. If you're feeling game, you can go for a shared hostel with people. I've done that before. I know, I'm shooting those eyebrows going like, what? Quick hostel story. I stayed with a friend, just me and another mate, went down to a hostel down in Melbourne. Very cheap. And the hostel was, we shared a bunk bed, and there was another bunk bed with two other German dudes. And the two other German dudes, it was all shared bathroom for the four-person room. And the two German dudes were just like, they went out for a rave or something, and then they came back at like 3 a.m. And then we get up, and like, in their German accents, was like, oh my god, what are you guys up to? We get dressed in one-piece costumes. And like, oh, we're going out to a con. I'm like, wow, dude, that's sick. That's awesome. And they showed us some videos of them at their rave, and they were just getting loose and having fun. It was actually quite fun, honestly. But, you know, each to their own. Do you have any recommendations for accommodation, doing it on the cheap?
I was going to ask you. Yeah. Jeremy, what's the maximum amount of people to share a room with?
That's a great one.
Because
that's a great one.
Because that's a real good one. What's the most amount of people that you've shared a room with?
Let me think.
I guess at the hostel.
You've gone big, because with Aquaria, it was like 9 people or something.
I can't remember if we were ever all in one. Oh god, I think we were. I think it would have been up there in like the six people.
That's pretty big. I think I've done maybe 4. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've done 5. There was 2 couples, 2 rooms, and I had a bed out in the lounge room.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine.
Yeah. I've done 6 people twice, I think.
I think it really depends on the people.
Yeah.
It depends on the people. If you've got a tight-knit bunch of friends who are pretty easy-go-lucky, you know, you've got prep to do for the day, you're happy sharing a space, you don't mind kind of being, you know, shoulder-to-shoulder while you put on makeup. Because I know some people prefer, I need my own space. I can't put in contacts or put a makeup with someone next to me. It needs to be like that. You know, I think it just depends on the person, really.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
I think that if they're cosplayers, I think even 4 is pushing it, honestly. Because 3, if it's a weekend con, you've got like 3 costumes each.
Yeah.
There's no way that you're going to be fitting in that space.
In the one bathroom. No. I mean, some people might bring, like, a small
mirror. Especially those hotels that I'm picturing where it's, like, just a bedroom with a bathroom. You know the ones?
Oh, yes.
Like, the typical hotel room, not, like, an Airbnb.
Oh, that's what... I've usually stayed in Airbnbs where it's got, like, a full apartment.
Yeah, apartment, yeah. No, I'm more meaning, like, typical hotel setup where it's, like, just the bed.
Okay.
Yeah, and, like, a bathroom.
Accommodation prices is another one, actually. So I know after COVID, unfortunately, it has gotten a bit more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
A
lot more expensive.
I try to aim for, per person, per night, about $100-ish. If I can get it for less than that, good. I remember one time, actually, Smash last year, went down 3 nights, was about just a room to myself, because I didn't have any travel partners for that particular trip. It's about $400 for 3 nights. It was about 133-ish. I was like, okay, that's fine. Ended up sharing with Keely, which is fine, which is cool, because between us, that was like $70 a night, which was great. But for this next trip to Smash, sharing with my other roommate, it's 4 of us for $1,000 for 3 nights. That's $250 each for 3 nights, which is like $80-ish per person per night, which is like, sweet, that's good. That's about as far as I'm willing to go.
Mm. It doesn't necessarily get cheaper the more people that you get, right?
Not necessarily.
Interesting, hey? Yeah. So some people, I think, maybe in America it's better, or something like other countries where the more people that you have, the cheaper their accommodation will be. But in Australia, it's really not the case.
It is typically...
Unless you start, like, squeezing extra people into rooms that shouldn't be.
Like, it does... I will say a good number to stay in one room is probably 2. I say 2 because... One person, too expensive to have that whole thing to yourself. Mm-hmm. If you pretty much get charged the same price for 2 people in that same room.
That's true, yeah.
And if you're okay sharing that space with that person, then all the better. Just make sure it's a close mate or a romantic partner. Makes it pretty easy. But when it gets a bit bigger than that, it gets a bit tricky. So 6 people, that's... You're a trooper. You're all troopers, all six of you.
Always been very fun times. But something I want to say and recommend about accommodation when you're looking for it is to first look at if you're working, you got a job. A lot of companies have actually got accommodation parks. So two of the companies that I've worked for in the past have both had hotel deals, which have saved like massive amounts of money. I would seriously look into if you're working for like a, it's more the bigger chains, unfortunately. Like I think small businesses don't really offer these kind of rewards as employees. But if you are working for like a big chain in Australia, I would highly recommend looking at their perks and seeing if they have any accommodation or hotel related benefits, because it has saved so much money in the past. Like to give you a ballpark example of when we go stay in Sydney, we get a really good deal at a hotel there where we pay $25 a night for four people in one room.
What kind of job do you have again that gives these kinds of perks?
It's event cinemas.
Yeah, right.
And they earn, amazing. So they earn Ridges, they earn the ski resort down in, I forget the name.
Oh my god, $25.
What's it called?
The hotel chain.
No, the ski place down in Sydney.
There's skiing in Sydney?
I don't know what it's called. In Melbourne. I don't know what it's called. I've forgotten.
And here I am looking on Agoda.
They earn QT as well. They earn QT hotels, the really boutique ones. Yeah. And then, I don't want to like reveal what other companies there are, but I would just say go do your research and go find out, because it is worth a lot. It's a lot of money. And maybe it's worth, if you travel a lot, switching up your part-time job to a company that will give you these packs, because there's no like... With event, there was no, like, real cap on how much you could use it, but, like...
So, this is why you were just zooming from convention to convention.
Yeah, it made it a lot more affordable, absolutely. Oof. But, or I've often in the past, in the 2017-18 era, I was working for a brand who treated me like shit, but they did give me free accommodation, so...
There's hopefully perks to most jobs in some way or form, apart from just getting money from it. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. 25.
Mm-hmm. Like $100 a night for their whole room.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it makes it super affordable. Absolutely.
I can't say I can beat that, honestly, in terms of perks.
But it's a thing that exists. It's out there. It's like our literal Australian version of like coupons, I guess, because we don't really have coupons, but we have like, oh, you're employed. Here's your staff discount.
I will say,
though. And see if any of your friends might qualify for it, because if one person can book a room for four people, you might all get that discount. Yeah.
I will say, even if you are traveling interstate, and you know, for example, we live in Brisbane, and if friends were to come down, they're like, oh, you know, we're looking for a place to stay, it's not even a bad idea to do like a staycation where you are doing a hotel in your own town,
because we've done that.
You can, you know, go back and forth between your house and drive and that's fine. But there's also the option of like, oh, I could just stay at a hotel with my mates near the con, and we can just go out afterwards, get drinks and have fun. I don't have to worry about, you know, driving back or something. I can just walk back to the hotel and the party continues, kind of thing. So staycation kind of convention days are pretty cool as well.
Yeah.
I've done that once or twice in Brisbane. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. So I'd recommend doing that. That's pretty fun.
Mm.
So,
man, Jeremy, we didn't even barely get to tell a single horror story of like worst travel. Okay,
we've got maybe 5 minutes before this goes too overtime. Oh God, give us your best. So give us your best and worst story in 100 words or less.
What the hell? What kind of prompt?
That's all. Okay, make it 200. Make it 200.
I don't know what the best travel story, worst travel story. I don't know. The worst one I've ever had is probably two. Mm. It's just worst times I've felt while traveling. The one time that I got to go to America when this brand that I'm sure our close listeners know who I'm referring to.
It's like Voldemort.
It is.
He who must not be named.
The brand we do not give a shit about took me over to San Jose, but we had a stopover in LA. And they, of course, had lounge access because they had their flashy American Express cards. And they're like, yeah, you're good if you chill out here while we go in there and shower and shit. I was like 18 and I was like, this is LAX. This is like the busiest airport in the world. Much, yeah. And I don't have a SIM card, I don't think. So you're, I was like relying on the free public Wi-Fi.
That's crazy.
Literally, while they got to, after their 14-hour flight, which One of them was in business class one. Two of us were out the back.
Hey, look, I'm glad you guys got to bond over it. It was a free flight.
Sure, it was great. Yeah. Yeah, we got to bond over it. But when it came to the lounge, two people walked in and one person was left alone in LAX. That was pretty sad.
That's pretty dog.
That's pretty rude, not gonna lie. I would have loved a shower and to feel like I had friends and instead I was left. And then on that transfer noted, we were nearly late to fly to Delta from LAX to San Jose. So we had to rush through security and somebody had a metal water bottle, which was definitely not allowed. And so the two of us ended up being pushed front and we're like, do we board? The plane is boarding. Do we get on the plane? What do we do? And so we're like, fuck it, we'll just get it. We'll get on the plane. And the other one who had the metal water bottle freaked the fuck out and had a full tamper tantrum about us leaving them behind, nearly.
You know that slide of like calm distress?
Oh, they were like, yeah, balls to the wall. When I had literally said, as an experienced traveler, you cannot bring metal water bottles full of water to, I think, international travel. And like, American Airlines are so...
Let me guess.
On the league of their own.
Let me guess. And they took it out on you afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Oh, yeah. See? Yeah. Two types of people. There you go.
Oh, I have so many stories with that brand. Another travel story.
I mean, I'm sure we'll bring that. I've brought up my worst travel story already, I think, in the previous episode.
Okay, you did.
But that was Sydney, and that was...
Do you have a best? What does that mean, best?
Oh, man.
Woohoo! Yeah!
My last PAX trip was... Put it this way, it really depends on the company you keep. I will say that again and again. It doesn't matter how bad the trip is.
Mm.
If your company was phenomenal,
yeah,
it changes everything.
That's true.
Because while that Smash trip sucked, I recall the Smash trip before that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The hotel looked like it was definitely for disability accessible because that bathroom was quite literally the size of this lounge room. It was huge.
Yeah.
No business being that big.
Yeah.
You know, we got a little bit sick on that trip and, you know... We didn't really get up too much because it was so busy and stressed here and there, but it was still a great trip because the company was great.
Mm.
And my last PAX trip, it was possibly the most dodgy hotel I have ever been into.
Yeah.
Think of Airbnbs. I'm using Airbnb a lot less now.
Yeah.
Okay, imagine, you know how you go into an apartment building and the apartment building is someone's apartment.
Yeah.
You know, it's got a lounge room, maybe like a room or two.
Yeah.
And you can see out the window, right? Someone had turned their apartment into an Airbnb, which is fine.
Yeah.
But you rented that apartment per room. So there were four rooms in this small apartment. So each room had its own lock as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
And some of the floorboards were peeling off. The inside shower door was broken. We didn't have a closet. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And to get into it, we landed at like midnight, 1 o'clock. I couldn't find the key. The key was, there's no lockbox. The lockbox was out on the street near the bike racks, and the bike racks had several lock boxes. I'm like, what is going on? It started to rain. Melbourne.
Wouldn't you wish Melbourne. You had an umbrella,
you know what Jeremy? You know what Melbourne said? It said, no rain. Thanks, Mel. It's Melbourne. You can't umbrella. Predict.
Don't anyway, listen to Jeremy.
But despite that, and, you know, we only went for one day of PAX.
Yeah.
And we didn't plan on doing much else. We went to explore Melbourne. Someone else ended up giving, another friend gave us, hey, look, we got extra passes. You come for the second day. Sweet.
Yeah.
Then we flew out the next day at, I don't know, 7 a.m. or 6 a.m. So we only got to spend...
So early.
Yeah, like literally 48 hours there.
Yeah.
But that was such a fun trip because, well, the company I kept.
Yeah.
It really, like, you can turn a really bad trip into something really fun.
Yeah.
Just depending on who you're traveling
Absolutely,
with.
Absolutely, I agree. But also picking certain things as well helps. Like not picking a 7 a.m. flight on a Monday after a convention.
You
will definitely sleep in and miss that. Yeah,
okay. That's one last thing I'm going to mention.
If you can. Picking your flight times.
Flight times.
Because they will be the cheapest, but they are not.
Sometimes it's not worth it. Think about it.
It's not possible.
If it's like Friday to Monday, right, and you're thinking, oh, maybe I should do Monday morning. 6 a.m. Sometimes it's worth paying the extra $40 just to fly out at 2 p.m.
Trust me, you will barely make the 10 a.m. hotel checkout time. Oh, my God,
yeah.
I guarantee it.
So, yeah, check out the day after. Yeah. I would say make your flight late.
Yeah.
Make it Monday night. Even if it means, oh, I spend a whole day there doing what? You'll find something. It's a lot less stress.
It's a lot stress.
Less stress.
Say that again.
It's a lot stress, stress. It's a lot stress. Less. Less stress. Is that what I said? What did I say?
I don't know, Max. Say it again from the start.
It's a lot. If you book on a Monday in the evening, it's a lot stress less. That's what I was going to say.
It's a lot less stress.
It's a lot less stress. What are you laughing at?
Your grandma. I don't know.
What?
What? Oh my gosh.
Okay, continue, Monday night. Continue. Friday morning, Monday night. The ideal situation. Not Friday night to Monday night. Not Friday night to Monday morning. Friday morning, Monday night. That's the best trip.
I feel like we should attach like a free PDF guide on this video of like
downloadable
Jeremy's
PDF
travel packing list, and it'll have nothing on it.
And then my packing list, it just goes for a whole PDF document
like
of 20 pages.
Hey, 20.
20. But you're going to put like, oh, apart from those 4 pages.
I'm going to make you one for Japan. No.
Let's collaboratively make one, and then we'll cut it down to 2 pages. Yeah. You know, in between.
Passport in bold.
That takes up half the page.
Yeah, it will.
Hey, it's a good thing to remember. It is good. Those nightmares will be gone. Oh, anyway. So, travel tips. If you guys have got some hot travel tips that we've missed today or you'd like to add on, please let us know. Put it in the comments below. Or you Spotify people, send us an Instagram comment or an Instagram DM. And if you prefer Apple Podcasts, please give us a rating. For some reason, it's so hard to find us on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I actually have to like sift through the podcasts
to
find us. Who
even uses it? I have an iPhone and I don't have Apple Podcasts.
I think the problem with Apple is because you need to have an Apple account. And to get an Apple account in to put your email address, confirm like a PIN.
Everybody has that with an iPhone.
And you also
you
need
don't
to
have
be
an iPhone.
I don't. But you also need to be signed up to Apple Music or something?
No,
you...
I think every iPhone account has an iPhone account.
Okay.
Like,
I don't have an iPhone.
Yeah, every time you want to download an app, you have to enter like
right. Yeah. I think Spotify's just easy to get onto. It's just like you don't need to have an account, number one. And number two, it's like, oh, just enter your email password.
Yeah.
Easy, so.
I think you do need to have an account if you want to search specific songs from memory.
Yeah, that's the bonus of having an account with Spotify. Mm-hmm. So, but,
well,
yeah. I
hope you enjoyed.
Hope you enjoyed this episode. We're ranting. This is going to be our longest episode yet.
We got ranty.
It's okay. Remember what I said.
We have 3 episodes. We warm up.
Like those kinds, that's what happens after all.
I'm swearing. No, it's fine. From my foul language, I just feel a lot of emotions towards certain people.
Oh, when something triggers in your brain.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm allowed to get
allowed?
A little bit feral about certain people who left me in airports at a young age.
Traumatized. No, don't worry. We'll make sure we have things organized.
I didn't mention who it is.
No, don't worry. No doxing, not yet.
Like, no defamation, not yet.
Not defamation, not yet. Maybe it's coming. Who knows? We'll figure it out. Anyway, we'll wrap this one up because the next episode from the go is going to be like, G'day, fellas, we're ready to go. Ready to fight.
It will be. We hope you stay tuned and enjoy your lovely week. Please do something that makes you happy.
Yeah, do it. And let us know.
Good luck with your Smash Contrush.
Good luck with Smash Contrush. We'll be right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
We will.
Sweet.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.